Hello, this is Reverend Lindsay again, and thanks for joining me for part two of our Stay at Home Worship podcast for July 25th, 2021. My so-called sermon today will be in the form of a guided meditation on our reading from the Gospel of John. So to begin, I invite you to relax. Get comfortable in your seat. Close your eyes if you like, or just look down at the floor or off into space. Breathe normally, but pay attention to your breath. In and out. In and out. Prepare to hear God's word to you in depth. Not what you expect or hope to hear, but just as the word comes to you, or not. Try to simply dwell with God's word without expectations. Accept that whatever comes to you, or doesn't come, is a gift. Know that it is enough. Just to give this time to God. Abundance of riches in our gospel reading today. The feeding of thousands, walking on water, good stuff. Almost too much of a good thing. So I want to invite you today to spend some time with the short section at the end of our abundant gospel reading. Those few verses about Jesus walking on water. Listen to them again. When Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough, because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land towards which they were going. In his book, The Good Wine, Bruno Barnhart writes, "For a long time, without understanding why, I have found a particular fascination in these gospel stories of Jesus and his disciples upon the sea. While the context and details vary, In each of these stories, one feels the surging forth of a majesty, a gravitational force from Jesus, which silently reorders the cosmos around him. Suddenly, in the midst of a churning universe, this man appears, a diminutive light in the immense darkness, and everything comes into harmony around him. All the tumult subsides into a wondering hush where he stands. We find ourselves in the presence of one who seems to have stepped out of John's prologue in the midst of the world's dark disorder and swallowed it up in his peace. A sovereign center, gently emanating this mysterious power to which all being must respond, is revealed here in Jesus. Now, I invite you to think about the churning universe around you, the strong winds and rough seas of your life. Name to yourself the things that are frightening you, overwhelming you, causing you to flounder. Now, imagine this person, Jesus, whom Barnhart calls a diminutive light in the immense darkness. Imagine him walking across the rough sea. Or maybe it's not a person you envision, but a light or some kind of indefinable presence. What does it feel like to see this light, this small beacon of hope coming towards you in the midst of your struggles? Can you sense God's presence even in your struggles? Perhaps not. Take a moment to talk to God about this, to give thanks for what God has given you, thanks to God who, as the psalmist says, upholds all those who fall and lifts up those who are bowed down. Or perhaps, let God know that you can't see that light, can't sense that hope. Maybe ask for a sense of calm, of peace, or ask what you can learn from the struggle. Now consider this, that it may not be a bad thing to feel adrift on stormy waters. I want to read another passage here from Barnhart. He says, "This meeting place of sea and land, of air and water, of light and darkness, becomes the boundary of boundaries. Here, upon the dark waters, at this boundary, is the place of awakening, of compunction and metanoia, repentance that is, change of heart, the place of silent meditation and of creative inspiration. Here, in this darkness, is the womb of creative life. It is the place of poverty and expectancy, the place of all potential. Here, we are all fishers. And here, in our poverty, we are in touch with the dark depths of God, from which the light is born into our world." That makes me think. Sometimes we need to be caught out in a storm, to find ourselves sailing on rough seas, to feel buffeted by strong winds alone in the nighttime, before we can really hear God's assurance, before we can trust God's word. Listen again to the scripture. When Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea, coming near the boat, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land towards which they were going. Thank you. Again, think about the churning universe around you, the strong winds and rough seas of your life. Think of what we've been through, together and apart, these past 16 months. Then imagine a glimmer of light, a sliver of hope walking towards you. And hear Christ's words to you. It is I. Do not be afraid. To God alone be the glory.